Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of July, recording at 9:42 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, let's have a look at the highlights here on an interesting, possibly pivotal day. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer. Certainly the ASEAN sector was, but no big percentage moves. India a little lower. European stock markets, however, showed some very dramatic rebounds. For instance, Spain up 3.76%, and then a good gain yesterday. Italy up nearly 3%. Greece would have been recorded a similar gain. Strong rallies, and the Euro Stoxx 50 is up 2.33%. French CAC 166. UK index not directly affected, or not affected so much by the, or as much by the Euro discussions, up 0.79%. In the Americas, good bounce by Brazil here today, up nearly 2%. Wall Street firm, although less so in the NASDAQ composite. That was up 0.72%, but the S&P was up 1.35%. Long-dated government bond prices fell quite sharply, particularly bunds. The periphery European countries at the heart of this problem of sovereign debt in Europe, those bond yields fell very sharply in here today. And I really should mention the catalyst. Ministers and ECB have come up with a 160 billion euro rescue program. That's not small beer money, is it? And the markets liked it. Saw it as big, decisive, bold action for the most part. But more on that in a moment. Let's see. Precious metals. Platinum is quite firm. Palladium, excuse me, is quite firm. Gold and silver have taken a breather in here. Gold's currently down $10. Back to $15.90. Silver has been kind of all over the place, in a $2, getting these swings in a $1.50, $2 range, but it's currently down just a little bit, $39.43. Crude oil didn't do that much. WTI is a bit firm at $99. Brent is just below $118 when I last looked. Natural gas got clipped. That's interesting. Down to 439. And grain and beans, a little bit of selling pressure evident in wheat. The others are quiet. So that's pretty much it. Okay. So what's going on here? Well, that Euro package. I said these have been event-driven markets. The last few weeks, and there was no bigger event than what was taking place in Europe. And the initial market response to the announcement is quite positive. Now, the market's verdict over the medium term will be the one to monitor. And so keep an eye on those periphery country bond yields. I think that what we've seen today has certainly led to some short covering, and there may well be follow through on that, because their sentiment has been awfully bearish overall. And let's see now, in terms of stock market action, the strength of the ASEAN markets is again, it's encouraging because those have led on major breaks to the upside, not on the downside, and because they tend to hold up longer and then get sucked down. But because they have good growth rates and what well, you know the whole story, in all likelihood. But they are certainly upside leaders, and they have been leading to the upside once again. It's good to see some sharp bounces by some of these troubled bond market in beg your pardon, bank indices. Troubled bank indices in Europe and the USA. That is certainly positive. And my anxiety level for a country or a region tends to go up in proportion to the declines of its banking index. So that's gets a favorable nod here today. It's a funny old world, isn't it? As Margaret Thatcher used to say, or said at least once, we had all that anxiety, and it's been a stressful time in markets overall. Yet we look around, and a number of those June lows that I continue to regard as important for stock markets, a number of them have held, and I'm talking about the major markets here now. A number of them have held, and where we saw some breaches of those levels, they have proved to be downside failures in a number of instances. Wall Street's testing its highs. So, in terms of overall technical action, well, let's put it this way. We're still in this corrective phase, but it could be one heck of a lot worse. And that's encouraging. And as for the euro, I didn't mention that, did I? I didn't mention the currencies. Sorry, in my review. The euro's back up to 144 against the US dollar. The US dollar is weak here today. DXY, that's the dollar index, is fallen down to 74, and I believe that's broken a gradual progression of rising lows. So the dollar does look weak. And let's see, sterling 163.21, the Aussie 108.42. Dollars plunged down to against the Canadian down to what is it, the Canadians at 0.9439. The ADXY, the Asian Dollar Index, wonderful chart pattern, continues to push higher as these ranges, these consolidating ranges within its overall upward trend, and then pushes higher. What about the yen in here today? Yen's firmer than the dollar, but down against. No, yen's firmer. I'll leave it there. So, in terms of global stock markets overall, even though I say we're still in this corrective phase, we have the positive upside lead of the ASEAN sector, and we have other markets bouncing up in various stages of bouncing off their lows to Wall Street testing the upper side of its range. And should Wall Street break up out of that range, well, I think a few people will recalculate their views overall. And interesting. I'm glad I've held tight in here on my positions overall, but let's say we may still get some choppy action. But as far as today's concerned, very positive response. And if we get the U.S. following through with its debt ceiling impasse, that is successfully resolved. Put inverted commas around that. I mean, if they agree to raise the debt limit, bipartisan agreement that will add a little bit more to the favorable sentiment overall, at least in the short term. So hey, the world didn't end today, and is unlikely to end this week. And to paraphrase the immortal Mark Twain, rumors of the euro's demise appear premature. Moving on, these long-dated government bond yields have declined. I'm glad to see the 30-year long-dated treasuries in the U.S. see those futures come back to and a fraction below the upper dynamic that we saw earlier in the week. And precious metals, well, the weak dollar certainly doesn't hurt the U.S. dollar prices of these precious metals. They are a little bit overbought in the short term. Remember, we had gold move up for 11 days consecutively before the rallies have paused. And is this just a pause in consolidation, or will we get a bit more of a pullback? I think it is just a consolidation, but this is still a seasonally quiet period. And with the short-term overbought conditions, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little bit more ranging here overall. To clear my own hand, I'm actually out now. I came out of my, took a small profit in my platinum positions here overall. And I'm feeling nervous being out of the precious metals in my futures trading. And if I'm out of them and feeling nervous, then there probably are quite a few other people who are out of them or underinvested and maybe feeling, hoping they aren't going to have to pay up too much. I will pay up if I have to, and meanwhile I'm hoping to buy on a bit of easing in here. And whether or not we get that easing depends partly on events, as it always does, and it depends partly on how many people like me are hoping to buy at somewhat lower levels. If there are too many of us, we won't get much of a pullback, if anything. And the charts will show us, as they always do, and what wonderful guides they are. I'm sure you agree. Commodity prices in general remain a headwind. It's not a brutal headwind as such, but energy prices uncomfortably high in my opinion. And commodities generally are strong, but as I've said on so many occasions, we've been saying really since at least 2003, probably before, that this was a secular bull market in commodities. They don't go up all the time. There is a business cycle. If you get a big recession, and then you see sharp declines, as we saw in 2008. If you get a slowdown in GDP growth, such as we have been seeing this year, you get a pause and a pullback. But the overall trend is upwards because these commodities are more expensive to produce. If we're talking about the industrial commodities, some of the agricultural commodities are also more expensive to produce in terms of irrigation and fertilizers and farm equipment and so on. And the world, of course, is consuming more and more of these resources. And in the agricultural sector, weather has been playing havoc for at least a year and a half. So on goes the supply and elasticity meets rising demand Haven't heard that for a while. Secular bull market in commodities overall. And we need the respite from time to time from upward pressure on commodities to allay the inflation concern somewhat. But again, another multi-year prediction of ours, seeing all this money printing that was going on, and that well before the QE1, which arose from the stock market crash in 2008, and well before that, we could see that, you know, all that monetary printing was sowing the seeds for future inflation, which would be led by the commodity cycle. This is not rocket science, and it's created some wonderful opportunities for us in commodities, and will, and a number of these continue, not least in precious metals in terms of their medium to longer term potential, and ditto many other commodities. So, say, the world overall, in terms of markets, sometimes stressful. That goes with the territory, doesn't it? And you probably feel that you've had enough of stressful conditions for so far this year. May go on for a little bit further, but there'll also be plenty of excitement and plenty of opportunity. And on that note, I'll say all the very best. I'm away tomorrow, so I'll also say have a splendid weekend. All the best.